from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. One person is dead and another missing after the U.S. Coast Guard pulled several people from the waters of Lake Erie on Saturday morning. ONN's Angela Ann reports.
The U.S. Coast Guard says a helicopter was launched from the Coast Guard Air Station in Detroit, and a boat crew from Cleveland also searched before the helicopter was diverted to a separate rescue near Ashtabula. Three people were pulled from the water near the Perry Nuclear Power Plant. One of them was declared dead at a hospital. Officials say the diverted Detroit helicopter crew rescued five people who were clinging to a cooler in the lake about 10 miles off Ashtabula after their boat was swamped by a wave.
A Southwest Ohio man is dead following a crash in Claremont County last night. ONN's Parker Testa has more.
Just before 7:30 p.m., Ohio State Highway Patrol responded to Bootjack Corner Road in Williamsburg Township. 49-year-old Christopher Riley Sr. was headed southeast when he failed to go around a curve. His Dodge Charger went off the right side of the road and struck a utility pole. The car flipped several times before coming to rest. Riley was dead at the scene. Troopers say he wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Yesterday, a memorial service was held in Cleveland to honor 27-year-old police officer Jamison Ritter, who was shot to death in the line of duty last week. Now, Delonte Hardy, the suspect in the shooting, will likely face additional charges for a shooting involving his grandmother. Here's ONN's Maureen Kyle.
The suspect accused of killing Officer Ritter is expected to now face charges for the shooting death of his grandmother. 63-year-old Beatrice Porter of Garfield Heights has died. According to the medical examiner, Porter died on July 4th from her injuries. No word yet on charges against Hardy in that case.
Officer Ritter's funeral will reportedly be held in his hometown in upstate New York. A fatal house fire last month in Lancaster, southeast of Columbus, has been ruled an accident. ONN's Yolanda Harris has details.
Lancaster Fire says a house fire that killed a three-year-old girl started because children were playing with a lighter. This happened back on June 26th at a home on North Pierce Avenue. Lancaster Fire says the cause of the fire was accidental. A 55-year-old man was found lying in the front yard in critical condition, and a three-year-old girl was found dead inside. A 54-year-old woman and two other children were able to escape. Two dogs also died in that fire.
A $20 million judgment for a young woman who survived a deadly accident involving a ride at the Ohio State Fair. Keziah Lewis was on the fireball when it broke apart nearly 7 years ago on the fair's first day. She was with her boyfriend, Tyler Gerald, who was killed, and several others were seriously hurt. A New Jersey court awarded $78 million to four injured parties, and Lewis will receive a portion of that for pain and suffering she's endured since 2017. Attorneys say ride manufacturer KMG was aware of a defect in the ride as early as 2012 and failed to alert ride owners nationwide. A man from Marion is facing several charges after leading put-in-bay police on a car chase. ONN's Melissa Andrews in Toledo has the story.
Two officers were responding to a call of a man beating a woman in front of Put-in-Bay School. The 39-year-old man jumped into a car as the officers got there, going the wrong way on a one-way street, injuring a woman on a golf cart. He then made his way through South Bass Island State Park, came to a stop, and was arrested. Police say the man did not have a valid driver's license and appeared intoxicated.
In Hilliard, west of Columbus, police found businesses vandalized and animals from a pet store on the loose this morning. ONN's Tracy Townsend has more with Sergeant Joe Albert of the Columbus Police Department.
Columbus police have one person in custody after a string of businesses were broken into overnight. Police say they were dispatched to a break-in call at a Rooster's restaurant off of Hilliard Rome Road. They also discovered the front door of the Petland store broken into there. People working to recover some animals that got loose.
One day, you know, you're running after a suspect. The next day, you're running after a ferret or a bunny. These guys did a great job rescuing as many animals as they could. We're hoping to hopefully get the rest of them that are running around here.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.